with Martin Bester.
So, Charlize Theron made a video 20 years ago about the treatment of women in this country, and apparently the video was banned by the SABC, or played by the SABC. I'm trying to figure out why. It was an advert, a pretty controversial advert at the time, obviously, and the kind of the irony about this whole thing is that this advert could have just have been today. It's the same.
Yeah.
It was tweeted by Lady Scully. She said a Charlize Theron banned ad from 99, and she tweeted the ad again. Fast forward 20 years, and it's only gotten worse. And that, of course, has made this ad even more popular. This is what it sounds like.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron. People often ask me what the men are like in South Africa. Well, if you consider that more women are raped in South Africa than any other country in the world, that one out of three women will be raped in their lifetime in South Africa, that every 26 seconds a woman is raped in South Africa, and perhaps worst of all, that the rest of the men in South Africa seem to think that rape isn't their problem. It's not that easy to say what the men in South Africa are like, because there seem to be so few of them out there.
I know it's pretty heavy for this early in the morning, but we can't apologize for that anymore. I think the tone of the country is enough. Don't keep quiet about this anymore. So, anyway, the irony is that that video that was made 20 years ago, 1999, still holds true today. And, yeah, as Lady Scully said, tell me more about Lady Scully.
Lady Scully is the girl that designed the new 5-rand coin. Was it the 5-rand coin? Yes, 94 to 1999.
Now, thanks to her retweeting that video, it is, you know, come back into play again. Yeah. You can go and watch it. We'll put it up for you on our blog on jackarandafm.com. It's there right now. On a similar kind of topic, I see that it's become, well, they say it's becoming a trend in Cape Town anyway, the come-in policy. They're saying that, you know, if you feel unsafe, maybe you're waiting for Uber or your Lyft or whatever, instead of waiting outside on the pavement, just come into the restaurant. Just wait in the restaurant, even if you're ordering something or not.
Okay.
It seems like
because generally you're not allowed to just chill inside if you're not going to be having something. Yeah.
It's sensible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think here in Joburg, and especially the places I hang around in, it doesn't really work because the restaurant's very far from where the street is. But I have been to one or two places in Cape Town, and I see how it can work there. But in Joburg, I don't know. And maybe in the areas I hang out.
Would you do that, firstly? And secondly, would most restaurants be okay with that?
Because
you get some uppity restaurants, eh?
Yes.
If you didn't book, or, you know, they feel you haven't ordered enough.
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Join the conversation at Jack at Breakfast.